friends. Now I'm here to discuss about the topic micronutrients in detail. The type of micronutrients, the functions of micronutrients, their benefits and many more. Now let's dive into our topic. Micronutrients are one of the major group of nutrients your body needs. They include vitamins and minerals. Vitamins are necessary for energy production, immune function, blood clotting and other functions. Meanwhile, minerals play an important role in growth, bone health, fluid balance and several other processes. What are micronutrients? The term micronutrients is used to describe vitamins and minerals in general. On the other hand, we have discussed about the macronutrients being the proteins, carbs as well as fats. Your body also needs micronutrients related to macronutrients. Humans must obtain micronutrients from food since your body cannot produce vitamins and minerals for the most part. That's why they are also referred to as an essential nutrients. Vitamins are organic compounds made by plants and animals which can be broken down by heat, acid or air. On the other hand, minerals are inorganic, exist in soil or water and cannot be broken down. When you eat, you consume the vitamins that plants and animals created or the minerals they absorbed. The micronutrient content of each food is different. So, it's best to eat a variety of foods to get enough vitamins and minerals. An adequate intake of all the micronutrients is necessary for optimal health as each vitamin and mineral has a specific role in your body. Vitamins and minerals are vital for growth, immune function, brain development, and many other important functions. Depending on their function, certain micronutrients also play a role in preventing and fighting the disease. Micronutrients include the vitamins and minerals that are critical for several important functions in your body and must be consumed from food, right? And there are different types and there are different types of micronutrients, and let's also know about the functions of the micronutrients. Vitamins and minerals can be divided into four categories: water-soluble vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, macro minerals and trace minerals. Regardless of the type, the vitamins and minerals are absorbed in similar ways in your body and interact in many processes. Now let's know about water-soluble vitamins. Most vitamins dissolve in water and are therefore known as water-soluble. They are not easily stored in your body and get flushed out with urine when consumed in excess. While each water-soluble vitamin has a unique role, their functions are related. For example, most B vitamins act as coenzymes that help trigger important chemical reactions. A lot of these reactions are necessary for energy production. The water-soluble vitamins with some of their functions are vitamin A, known as thiamine. It helps convert nutrients into energy. Vitamin 2, riboflavin, necessary for energy production, cell function and fat metabolism. Vitamin B3, called as niacin, drives the production of energy from food. Vitamin B5, called as pantothenic acid, is necessary for fatty acid synthesis. Vitamin B6, being the pyridoxine, it helps your body release sugar from stored carbohydrates for energy and create red blood cells. Vitamin B7, biotin, plays a role in the metabolism of fatty acids, amino acids and glucose. Vitamin B9, it's important for proper cell division. Vitamin B12, cobalamin, is necessary for red blood cell formation and proper nervous system and brain function. Vitamin C is the ascorbic acid required for the creation of neurotransmitters and collagen, the main protein in your skin. As you can see, these water-soluble vitamins play an important role in producing the energy but also have several other functions. Since these vitamins are not stored in your body, it's important to get enough of them from your food. Sources and recommended dietary allowances and adequate intakes of water-soluble vitamins are vitamin B1 from the sources whole grains, meat and fish. Vitamin B2 you get from the sources organ meats, eggs and milk. Vitamin B3 from meat, salmon, leafy greens and beans. Vitamin B5 from organ meats, mushrooms, tuna and avocado. Vitamin B6 from fish, milk, carrots and potatoes. Vitamin B7 from eggs, almonds, spinach and sweet potatoes. Vitamin B9, beef, liver, black-eyed, peas, spinach and asparagus. Vitamin B12, clams, fish and meat. Vitamin C from citrus fruits, bell peppers and Brussels sprouts. Now let's know about the fat-soluble vitamins. That are fat-soluble vitamins do not dissolve in water. They are best absorbed when consumed alongside a source of fat. After consumption, these fat-soluble vitamins are stored in your liver and fatty tissues for future use. And now, the names and the functions of the fat-soluble vitamins are vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Now, let's know about vitamin A, which is necessary for proper vision and organic function. And vitamin D, it promotes the proper immune function and which assists in calcium absorption and bone growth. Vitamin A assists immune function and acts as an antioxidant and protects the cells from damage. Vitamin K is required for blood clotting and proper bone development. Okay, and now let's know about the macro minerals. These micro minerals are needed in large amounts than trace minerals in order to perform their specific roles in your body. The macro minerals and some of the functions of them are calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, sodium, chloride, potassium and sulfur. Calcium is necessary for the proper structure and the function of your bones and teeth, which assists in a muscle function and the blood vessel contraction. The phosphorus is a part of a bone and cell membrane structure. Magnesium, which assists with over 300 enzyme reactions, including the regulation of blood pressure. Sodium, which acts as an electrolyte that aids the fluid balance and maintenance of blood pressure. Chloride, which is often found in combination with the sodium, it also helps in maintaining the fluid balance and is used to make the digestive juices. Potassium, electrolyte that maintains fluid status in cells and which helps with the nerve transmission and muscle function. Sulfur, which is a part of every living tissue and contained in the amino acids methionine and cysteine. The calcium is a source of milk products, leafy greens and broccoli. Phosphorus from the source salmon, yogurt and turkey. Magnesium from almonds, cashews and black beans. Sodium is from salt, processed foods and canned soup. Chloride from seaweed, salt and celery. Potassium is from lentils, acorn squash and bananas. Sulfur is from garlic, onions, Brussels sprouts, eggs, mineral water. And now let's know about the trace minerals. trace minerals are needed in smaller amounts than macro minerals but still enable important functions in your body. The trace minerals and some of their functions are iron, manganese, copper, zinc, iodine, fluoride and selenium. Now let's know about iron, which helps provide oxygen to muscles and assists in the creation of certain hormones. Manganese assists in carbohydrate, amino acid and cholesterol metabolism. Copper, which is required for connective tissue formation as well as normal brain and nervous system function. Zinc is necessary for normal growth, immune function and wound healing. Iodine assists in thyroid regulation. Fluoride is necessary for the development of your bones and teeth. Selenium is important for thyroid health, reproduction and defense against oxidative damage. Okay, and now these micronutrients can be divided into four groups, being the water soluble, fat soluble, macro minerals and the trace minerals as discussed above, right? And now let's know about the health benefits of these micronutrients. All these micronutrients are extremely important for the proper functioning of your body. Consuming an adequate amount of the different vitamins and minerals is a key to optimal health and may even help fight diseases. This is because micronutrients play a variety of roles and they are a part of nearly every process in your body. Moreover, certain vitamins and minerals can act as an antioxidant. Antioxidants may protect against cell damage that has been associated with certain diseases, including cancer and many of the heart diseases. For example, the research has linked an adequate diary intake of vitamin A and C with a lower risk of some type of cancer. And getting enough of some vitamins may also help prevent Alzheimer's disease. A review of 7 studies found that adequate dietary intake of vitamin E, C and A is associated with 24%, 17% and 12% reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's respectively. Certain minerals may also help play a role in preventing and fighting the diseases. Research has linked low blood levels of selenium to high risk of heart disease. A review of observational studies found that the risk of heart disease decreased by 24% when blood concentrations of selenium increased by 50%. Additionally, a review of 22 studies noticed that adequate calcium intake decreases the risk of death from heart disease and also the other causes. These studies suggest that consumption of micronutrients, especially those with antioxidant properties, provide ample health benefits. However, it's unclear whether consuming more than recommended amounts of certain micronutrients, either from foods or supplements, offers additional benefits. Micronutrient deficiencies and toxicities. Micronutrients are needed in specific amounts to perform their unique functions in your body. Getting too much or too little of a vitamin and mineral can lead to a negative side effects. Deficiencies. Most healthy adults can get an adequate amount of micronutrients from a balanced diet, but there are some common nutrient deficiencies that can affect your certain populations. These include the vitamin D. Approximately 77% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, mostly due to lack of sun exposure. Vitamin B12. Vegans and vegetarians may develop vitamin B12 deficiency from refraining from animal products. Elderly individuals are also at risk due to decreased absorption with age. Vitamin A. The diets of women and children in developing countries often lack adequate vitamin A. Iron. Deficiency of this mineral is common among preschool children, menstruating women, and vegans. calcium. Close to 22% and 10% of women and men over 50 respectively don't get enough calcium. The signs, symptoms and long-term effects of these deficiencies depend on each nutrient but can be detrimental to the proper functioning of your body and optimal health. Now let's know about the toxicities. Micronutrient toxicities are less common than deficiencies. They are most likely to occur with large doses of fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E and K, since these nutrients can be stored in your liver and fatty tissues. They cannot be excreted from your body like water-soluble vitamins. A micronutrient toxicity usually develops from supplementing with excess amounts, rarely from food sources. Signs and symptoms of toxicity vary depending upon the nutrient. It's important to note that excessive consumption of certain nutrients can still be dangerous even if it does not lead to any over toxicity symptoms. One study examined over 18,000 people with a high risk of lung cancer due to the past smoking or asbestos exposure. The intervention group received two types of vitamin A, 30 mg of beta carotene and 25,000 IU of retinylpalamide a day. Okay, since your body requires micronutrients in specific amounts, deficiencies and surplus of any nutrient may lead to the negative issues. If you are at risk of a specific deficiency, talk to your doctor before taking any of these supplements. Finally, vitamins are needed for energy production, immune function, blood clotting and other functions, while minerals benefit your growth, bone health, fluid balance and the other processes as well. Right, and today let's end up the session now. Have a good day.